Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bob Surratt.
That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
8:40, good morning to you. Most of us as parents look back and wish we had made better financial decisions regarding our kids. And Marianne has been looking into that topic and has some savvy tips for us. Marianne, I bet the first one is spend less on yourself. How about that one?
That's a good one. But yeah, find time to be looking at this after the kids are all grown up, right?
Yeah, well, maybe we can pass along some information that will help somebody else.
I know. I've been very focused on finances lately, and you know that I'm taking classes so that I can learn better about investing. And so I run across all this information all the time, and honestly, I cringe sometimes because I just cannot believe some of the things that I did in the past. And I think that a lot of people do these things and don't even realize it. And then the years go by, and then one day you wake up and you go, oh my God, like, why was I not paying attention to this? So if you're a parent, there are ways to change course before it's too late. So let's take a look at some mistakes to look out for.
And you did pretty, I should point out that you did pretty well, though, because you started putting aside money for college early on for the kids.
I did, but I didn't make it a requirement. Like, basically, the way to do that, I think, is to act as if you don't even have the money ever. Like, you know, it just goes straight into whatever it is that you're saving for, and you mm-hmm. don't even see it. And then you live off the rest of it. And I didn't do that.
Well,
I mean, I would make an effort to, you know, put the money away, but I should have done a lot more.
You can always start.
Anyway,
you can always start earlier, I guess.
Exactly. Okay, so let's go through a few quick ones here. So, all right, here's a great financial mistake that parents make. Before the baby even arrives, they go on these spending sprees, and a lot of my friends have daughters who are now having babies, and I see this all the time. I mean, they overspend before the baby arrives. You know, of course, they get a crib, car seat, diapers, bibs, clothing, but then after that, they can't stop, and then the baby's born, and a few months later, there's like a bunch of stuff just collecting dust. Like bottle warmers and newborn shoes and baby bags and all this stuff. So the way to correct that is to make a list of the things that you need by asking somebody trusted who's had a baby in the past and buy as few things as possible. And then after the baby arrives, you can get additional things as you need them. But, you know, things like, do you really need a changing table? I got a changing table for each of my three kids, by the way. And, you know, yeah, that's nice to have, except that sometimes you're in the kitchen or you're in the living room and you're too tired and you're not going to take the baby there. You just want a towel for the, you know, for the couch.
Right.
So,
yeah,
anyway.
you buy all these accessories, and most of the time, especially when you're first starting out and you have kids, you don't have any money.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So, anyway, and keep things in good condition and pass them on, you know, in case you have more kids. All right. So then the next financial mistake that people make is not starting to save sooner. So, you know, you have all these expenses as a new parent and, you know, diapers, daycare, and, you know, you don't have room for savings. But then everyone regrets it. It's just like I was saying earlier. I mean, you know, the best time to start making money grow is 10 years ago.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But the second best time is today. So that's how you correct that. And then, all right, another huge financial mistake that parents make is going huge on their kid's wedding. And, you know, that is...
Whoops, sorry. That was a mistake. We'll edit this out when it's broadcast.
Are we going to the chapel? Is that what that was?
No. Although I was just thinking when you started with this tip, one word, elope. Try that.
Exactly, yeah. Well, you know, a lot of times, you know, kids want to pay for it, then the parents end up paying for it. So here's a really great tip. If you're a parent and your kid's getting married, make a single lump sum payment. Like, tell the kid, I'm going to give you X amount of money for your wedding, and then that's what they have to work with. You're not, like, paying the florist, and then now the price of this went up and all that stuff. Okay, so the next financial mistake that the parents make is not maxing out a Roth IRA for themselves and for their kids.
Yeah, people need to check with their financial person and get the details on a Roth, don't they?
Yes, because you can contribute to a Roth when you don't make as much money as you will later, and it's a way to grow money tax-free. And a lot of kids who end up with Roths from the time that they're, you know, little, and they contribute to it every year, $6,000, they end up having a really nice retirement. So this is something you can do for yourself and for your kids. All right. So, and how about not teaching kids financial literacy? That is rampant, right?
Yeah, that's
Bob?
A big mistake. Yep. You need to try and educate the kids a little bit, but it's hard. It really is, because kids don't want to hear about retirement. I remember I was 19 and I was working over at NBC, and my boss started talking to me about the retirement plan, and I said, what? And I didn't pay attention. Wish I had.
I know, right. And then and the thing is that a lot of times parents themselves don't even understand how it's working until they reach that age. So it's a really good idea to try to learn things together with your kids. Like, a bill comes in, open it up with your kid and look at it and look it over and see what makes sense, what doesn't make sense, so that they have at least an interest in that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, another financial mistake is underspending on life and disability insurance. And nobody wants to hear about that, especially when you're young. But if you need it, it really comes in handy. So a lot of people have major regrets because they end up with large medical payments that, had they been planning on this, you know, that it wouldn't have happened.
Right.
One of the really, the last one I'm going to talk about is this. I still see this all the time. I see this with so many of my friends. A huge mistake is prioritizing kids' college over your own retirement. And it's a huge mistake because the kids have a lifetime to pay back the money, but you can get student loans, but you can't get a retirement loan. Like, you're not going to get a loan to retire. So it's like you really have to think about that and prioritize your own retirement first.
Yeah, well, ever since our daughter announced that she's going to go to graduate school, I've pushed my retirement back to age 100.
Yeah, but we can't do that. Let her pay for some of this.
Yeah,
right?
I'm all for it. And
yeah.
I know you've been whipping up some great dishes in the kitchen lately. What's on the Savvy Planet website?
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen once, like, we're free to go anywhere at any time, you know, after, you know, this COVID pandemic, because I've been cooking so much, but I've been having such a great time doing it. This week I made something that was finger-licking good, creamy polenta with a mushroom ragu that is to die for.
Yeah.
And it's super easy, and I'm so excited because the farmers markets are opening up soon, next month, and I was looking for excuses to buy tons of mushrooms, because I know you love mushrooms.
I do.
And I love mushrooms. Anyway, even if you don't make the recipe, go to savvy-planet.com and look at the picture of that creamy polenta. Creamy polenta with mushroom ragu. It's so delicious, and it's so beautiful.
I've definitely upgraded, because when I was single, I'd make myself mushroom sandwiches. I just saute mushrooms, put them between two pieces of white bread, and I thought that was good.
Really? I have never seen you in the nearly 21 years that we've been married sauteing anything.
Well, I don't have to anymore.
I didn't know you knew what saute meant.
Yeah, I go to savvy-planet.com and find out all about it. If we have any money left over from our college expenses, we'll go out for dinner this weekend. Thank you, Marianne.
Okay.
See you
Sounds
soon.
Good.